AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with health insurance premiums. Two senators, a Democrat and a Republican, came up with a plan to limit increases in health insurance premiums, and President Trump called it a good solution. But hours later, he changed his mind. The AP's Shirley Smith is in Washington with this.
A bipartisan Senate deal to curb the growth of health insurance premiums is reeling after President Trump reversed course and opposed it.
While I commend the bipartisan work done by Senators Alexander and Murray, and I do commend it, I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
Discontinuing those payments may actually end up costing the government more money. That's because some people who would face higher premiums would end up getting bigger tax subsidies to pay for them. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The president's new travel ban's been blocked by a judge who says it fails to show that a person's nationality makes him or her a greater security risk to the United States. The judge's ruling applies only to six mostly Muslim nations on the list. The president told the widow of a soldier killed in an ambush in Niger that her husband knew what he signed up for, according to a Florida congresswoman who says she heard part of the conversation.
To me, that is something that you can say in a conversation, but you shouldn't say that to a grieving widow.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson talked to WPLG-TV. She says she was with Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's widow when President Trump telephoned her. The Yankees beat the Astros 6-4 to tie the American League Championship Series at two games each. And the Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-1 and have a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. This is AP Radio News. As the Harvey Weinstein scandal swirls around us, women across the country say they, too, have been sexually harassed. Jackie Quinn reports.
The casting couch allegations against Harvey Weinstein and some other entertainment moguls have prompted women everywhere to say they face similar pressure or unwanted attention. For businesswoman Ellie White Stevens, it was a client who asked for a hug but went further with his hands.
I was too young to do anything about it then, so now I'm posting that it happened to me.
In New York, Jennifer Beeston says she was assaulted by an acquaintance in a college dorm. Now she's posting and trying to teach her son.
If there's another guy taking advantage of a woman, he needs to be the man that steps in and stops it.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nielsen now says it has a way to tell how many people watch programming produced by streaming services like Netflix. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.